This is Simply Because They Could, written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by Flower Parish. This is a Merlin fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Gwaine / Leon. This is part 3 of the Unexpected Attraction series. "It's early. We still have time," Leon mumbled, rolling so he could rest his head on Gwaine's chest, snuggling in close. Right over Gwaine's heart, he drifted off again. Gwaine didn't. This was all so much. But good. So good. Almost too good. Gwaine didn't get to keep good things like this. Life in Camelot was the best he'd ever had, even before this relationship with Leon started developing. For the first time in so long, Gwaine actually had things to lose, and it terrified him. He'd confessed that to Merlin, who'd quietly assured him he understood that fear. It helped. Some. Gwaine carefully pressed a kiss to Leon's hair. This wasn't something Gwaine was familiar with. His dalliances had all been just that. Quick, simple, uncomplicated things that ended with the sunrise most of the time. Now and then, things lasted as far as breakfast, or perhaps an early morning round of sex. But never this. Never sharing a bed just for the closeness and affection. Never cuddling and talking quietly long into the night. Never just being together simply because they could. "You're ruining me for anyone else, and you don't even realize it," Gwaine whispered. His hand came up to start gently stroking Leon's hair. This sort of affection didn't come easily to Gwaine after his years on the road, but Leon made him want things and want to do things he'd never expected. He'd never thought he could be content like this. He found himself eager to climb into bed with Leon when their schedules allowed it, and it didn't even bother him that it wasn't for sex. Oh, he looked forward to the day sex was on the table between them, but he wouldn't push before Leon was ready. Gwaine didn't want there to be any regrets on that front. For now, he contented himself with seeing to his own needs on the nights they didn't share a bed, or in private moments before seeking Leon out for the night. He found that Leon offered him so much more, so much he'd never dared hope for. Leon offered affection and care that, for so long, Gwaine had only managed to steal scraps of from others during sex. Leon offered them openly, freely. Gwaine reveled in it, in him, so much that it was overwhelming sometimes. Gwaine hated that Leon had been hurt in the past, but part of him was greedy enough to be glad that it meant Leon was single when they met. It provided him with this opportunity that he'd not have gotten if Leon's affections had been engaged elsewhere. Gwaine didn't think he'd sleep anymore, but he let his eyes slip shut again anyway and just soaked in the warmth of Leon's closeness. "Here." Gwaine looked up from where he was checking over his saddle to see Leon holding out a bag. Gwaine took it and peered inside. Grinning, Gwaine asked, "Are you trying to spoil me?" Smiling softly, Leon replied, "How I can, yes." Faltering, he asked, "If that's all right." Glancing around to be sure they were alone, as he knew public affection still flustered Leon greatly, Gwaine leaned up and pressed a kiss to Leon's lips. "Perfectly all right," Gwaine assured. "Thank you." The bag was full of food for his patrol. The last-minute meeting with Arthur that he'd been dragged into had prevented him from fetching provisions himself. As the patrol was meant to be less than a day, he'd been prepared to just make do with whatever he could find. That Leon realized that and chose to fetch things for him made his cheeks flush and his heart warm. "Take care," Leon said quietly. "I know you are capable. That doesn't mean I ever have to like it when you go out there without any of the rest of us to have your back." Gwaine nodded. "I know why it's necessary. Arthur needs us to prove we're his inner circle for a reason. But I'm not fond of it either. I don't like it when he sends you and just some guards with Gwen when she ventures out of the Citadel either. Leon reached for Gwen's hand and squeezed. We've all been through a lot, Leon replied. It's natural that we are uncomfortable when parted. That always seems to be when bad things happen. Wincing, Gwen muttered, You're annoyingly right about that. Giving Leon's hand one final squeeze, he let go and turned to attach the bag to his saddle. But I suppose I need to go show these baby knights how we patrol the areas closest to the Citadel. Stepping back, Leon smiled fondly. And you'll be an excellent example of all that a knight of Camelot should be, Leon teased. Grinning back, Gwen assured, Oh, I'll be an absolutely terrible example. My main mission in life is to make Arthur despair, don't you know that by now? Gwen led his horse out of the stable to the sound of Leon's laugh. Leon ran a weary hand over his face, letting himself show the strain for just a moment in the mostly empty armory. The other Round Table knights were there, but no one else. It was safe to let the facade slip just a little. On a normal day, he wouldn't already be so tired after a standard training session with his fellow knights. Let me, Gwen said, easing Leon's sword from his hands. I'll take care of all of this. Let yourself have 5 minutes to rest. You were up early. Did you at least get a chance to eat? You know Cook likes you. If you swing by the kitchens, she'll have something. The day had started shortly after dawn with an emergency in the lower town. Morning training was over at last, but now he and Arthur had 3 meetings that would last well into the afternoon, after which they had a general meeting with Arthur's Privy Council. Then there would be dinner with a visiting noble and his knights. Leon was already exhausted just thinking about it all. Stifling a yawn, Leon assured, Gwen and Merlin harassed Arthur and I both into sitting down and eating some bread and sausages while going over what happened in the lower town this morning. We had to rush to training as soon as we were done, but it was something. Gwen hummed. I still recommend a snack, Gwen declared. You have to deal with entirely too many obnoxious people today, and you have to be nice to them. Definitely not easily done without snacks. Leon laughed and shook his head. Would you believe me if I told you that this helps even more? Gwen quirked a quizzical brow. You taking care of my things is a relief, Leon admitted, face heating. I know they're in good hands, so it's one less thing to worry about. And you just taking the time now, talking to me, making sure I smile and laugh and relax, if even for a moment. It helps more than you know. Leon leaned in and pressed a fleeting kiss to Gwen's lips. Thank you. A touch bashfully, Gwen replied. I'd worked that bit out, actually. It's why I offer. There are many things you do that I can't help with. You're Arthur's first knight, and there's so much on your shoulders because of it. But there are things I can do to help, and I'm going to do them for as long as you're willing to let me. Leon smiled. You'll be doing them a long time, then. Swallowing hard, Gwen attempted to tease. I suppose I can live with that. Leon kissed him again gently before leaving the armory. Gwen watched him go with a soft smile. Gwen groaned as Leon's strong hands worked the tension in his neck and shoulders. It took everything in him to stay sitting upright on his bed and not just topple over. I could feel your tension in that meeting, Leon murmured softly, as his hands moved over bare skin. You handled yourself well. Gwen grimaced as Leon found an extra sore spot. It was that or punch the man, and despite everything, I don't think Arthur would have liked that. Leon snorted, shaking his head in fond amusement, even as he continued to lavish attention on the spot. Oh, privately, Arthur would have been cheering you on, Leon assured. But as a king, yes. He'd have had to punish you for the outburst. Can't let his knights go around punching the lords, even when they deserve it. Gwen sighed in relief as Leon's clever hands worked the last of the tension out of a particularly tight spot. Hope the bastard appreciates my restraint, Gwen grumbled. Lips quirking, Leon asked, Which of them? With a derisive snort, Gwen replied, "Both of them, but especially pompous old Lord Windbag." "He has a name," Leon chided, though the correction lacked any real heat or seriousness. Gwen pretended to think about that for a moment. "Does he?" Gwen asked innocently. "Lord Windbag is far more appropriate." Leon laughed. "I don't disagree." Gwen grinned and shifted a little, moving so he could see Leon. "I should get a reward for my discretion," Gwen declared, eyes glinting with mischief. Leon hummed thoughtfully. "The neck and shoulder rub isn't enough." Grin widening, Gwen shook his head. "Nope, that was to tend the strain caused by the good behavior, not for the behavior itself." Playing along, Leon nodded. "I see," Leon teased. "And what sort of reward do you think is fitting?" Turning to properly face Leon, Gwen replied, "I think a kiss and some cuddles would do, though a goblet or two of nice wine wouldn't go amiss if you were feeling particularly generous." Leon laughed and kissed him. "I think that can be arranged," Leon assured. "Need to encourage you to keep behaving." Gwen smirked. "If you just let yourself, you'd enjoy my misbehaving." Rolling his eyes, Leon kissed Gwen again to distract him from the impending disagreement. Gwen was tense as a strung bow. Leon saw that the moment he entered Gwen's chambers. The curled-up form on the bed looked utterly miserable. Leon's heart ached. He wanted to soothe the pain he knew Gwen was feeling. Removing his cloak and boots, he joined Gwen on the bed, cuddling close. "Leon," Gwen breathed shakily. "I'm here," Leon assured. "Didn't think." Gwen cut himself off and closed his eyes. Leon curled tighter around him, trying to offer what comfort he could to ease the turmoil in Gwen's heart. "It's not how I wanted any of you to learn about my family," Gwen whispered, tone distinctly wet. Leon tightened his hold. "I'm sorry that choice was taken from you." Gwen choked on a bitter laugh and tensed even further. "You should be angry with me for lying to you," Gwen muttered, "not comforting me like this." Leon sighed. "I won't lie and claim I'm not hurt that you didn't tell me," he stated, "but your past is your own, and I know you had a life before Camelot. Men don't choose to roam the kingdoms without cause. I knew there was most likely something in your past that you were running from, but I knew enough of the man you are to know it couldn't be anything I'd find unforgivable." Gwen shuddered at that, then reached up and clutched at Leon's hand. "I didn't want you to think less of me," Gwen admitted. "Son of a dishonored knight is very different from a peasant." That wasn't really what Leon would consider Gwen's father. A king acting dishonorably in the aftermath of a knight's death didn't change the knight's own honor. But the words did not surprise him. He'd heard stories of more than one king inventing stories to dishonor a knight's name after his passing, if it suited the king's purposes to do so. That Caerleon had been that type of king was no surprise at all. "It is," Leon allowed carefully. "But you forget, I know the sort of man, the sort of king, Caerleon was. That matters too, as does how you've handled yourself in Arthur's service." With a huff, Gwen muttered, "I don't want to disappoint you or Merlin." Smiling fondly, Leon pressed a kiss to Gwen's hair. "Merlin's disappointed face truly is a horror to behold," Leon agreed, hoping to lift Gwen's spirits just a little with the teasing. His efforts earned a laugh from Gwen, albeit one still tinged with pain and grief. "It really is," Gwen agreed, swallowing thickly. "How angry is Arthur?" Leon tightened his hold. "He's not pleased, certainly. Expect an unpleasant conversation. After everything, I can't blame him for being upset about secrets." Gwen winced at that, and Leon squeezed their still joined hands before continuing. "But he sent that knight back to Queen Annis. Percival is accompanying him, carrying a letter from Arthur saying Sir Renhouse isn't welcome in Camelot." Gwen made a considering sound as he slowly started to relax in Leon's arms. "Surprised Arthur didn't send you. Queen Annis likes you," Gwen pointed out. Leon shifted a little, adjusting his hold to something that would be comfortable for longer. She does, yes, he agreed, and I respect her, but I'm needed here more. Arthur knew that. Gwen snorted. Probably wants to make sure you, Merlin, and Gwen are around when he and I talk. Wincing, Leon murmured, I do have a feeling we may have to separate you two to let tempers cool. It's not going to be an easy conversation for either of you. Gwen sighed. Thank you, he said quietly, for being here. Leon pressed his face to Gwen's hair. Have I not made my care for you clear? Leon asked gently. With a suspiciously wet-sounding laugh, Gwen replied, You have. Still hard to believe it, some days, but that's entirely on me, not you. I will remind you whenever you need it, Leon assured him. Gwen squeezed Leon's hand tightly. Then he took a shaky breath, as if gathering himself. After a moment, Gwen softly replied, I love you, and it terrifies me. Gwen stiffened as soon as he finished speaking, as if bracing himself. Caught off guard by the admission, but wanting to make sure Gwen didn't reconsider and try to bolt, Leon tightened his hold even more. You are not alone in that, Leon confessed. Gwen's breath caught. Leon? Reluctantly, Leon released his hold. He nudged Gwen, urging him to turn over so they were face to face. When Gwen had, Leon cupped Gwen's cheek and smiled. I love you too, Leon told him earnestly. And I'm as scared of that as you are. So, like everything else, we navigate it together. Gwen smiled. Together. Together was a frightening word, but Gwen found he rather liked it. The end.